Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join the madness.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 751.
Today, Tim asks,
how do you pick a project to work on when money isn't the top concern for the near future?
Growth. Look, or at least that's the way I do it. Well, okay, so there's growth and there's gravity. So I pick the thing that I can't not write, if it's possible. If there's something rolling around in my head that I've just got to get out on paper, that's the thing that goes first. After that, the issue, and this is more of a how you tackle it rather than what you tackle, but you'll always want to be sure, at least I always want to be sure, that whatever project I'm undertaking is going to stretch me. It's going to force me to grow as a writer. I really never want to have the issue where the book I've just written is not as good in terms of my craft, my artistry, the immersion, that sort of thing, is not as good as the book that came before it. It might not be as good according to the tastes of the reader, but I want it to be the best I can do, and I want the best I can do to be better every book. So when I'm picking a project, I do look for what's going to stretch me without having to put a lot of extra work into it, because I'm also lazy. But the other thing with that in mind that I look for is I will look around at the potential projects that I've got on the pile, because I do have a pile, and say, are there any projects here that if I wait much longer, I won't be able to do them because I will have outgrown them, or the themes involved in it won't be interesting to me anymore, or whatnot. And occasionally I'll find something like that and I'll grab it and strike while the iron's hot, because I really hate the feeling of coming back around to a project that would have been amazing if I had done it at the right time, but that right time has passed. The right time can pass for all sorts of reasons, because of your age, because of the moment in life that you're at, because of the moment in history that you're at, because of the kinds of stories you're capable of telling now versus were capable of telling before. We all have those ideas that were great at the time we thought of them that we then outgrew before we got around to writing them. I hate those, so I do look for those, for any of those that are sort of approaching their best-by date, and try to grab them before they expire. Hope that helps. Thanks very much for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty McKeon, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.